The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And starting out in the world of country music, Morgan Wallen stepped onto country music's most historic and storied stage over the weekend, a sign that many interpreted as the Grand Ole Opry giving the troubled star its blessing and a path to reconciliation after he used a racial slur. Wallen was caught on camera last year using a racial slur, and while some organizations banned him temporarily, he has returned to the airwaves and remained the most popular artist of 2021 across all genres. He resumed touring arenas last year and has been releasing new music, including collaborations. While the country star's return to the public eye seemed inevitable, a tweet from the Opry about Wallen surprising fans at its regular Saturday broadcast show led to heavy criticism of the mostly white institution and its history as a gatekeeper. No word yet on the cause of Bob Saget's sudden death. The medical examiner has said there were no signs of drug use or foul play. Saget was found dead in his Florida hotel room this past Sunday, January 9th. He was 65. Saget was probably best known for his years on TV's Full House and Fuller House, as well as America's Funniest Home Videos. And his movie credits include New York Minute, A Stand-Up Guy, Dumb and Dumberer, and Critical Condition, to name a few. The official cause and manner of death are still pending, and the full investigation and autopsy report could take 10 to 12 weeks to complete. All right, last time we were together, I ran out of time and could not get to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, so we'll put them at the top of the show. Friday, January 21st, it's the Dan Timinsky Band. This is a Pinecone event. Throughout his 30-plus year career, Timinsky has left his mark in every corner of modern music. His voice famously accompanies George Clooney's performance of the Stanley Brothers classic song, I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow, in the film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Timinsky Band's performance is at the Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, January 21st and 22nd at Duke Energy Center, the Best of Broadway. This is a North Carolina Symphony event at Maymandy Concert Hall. Monday, January 24th, an evening with Bruce Dickinson. Dickinson is considered one of the world's most storied musicians. Aside from decades spent delivering high-octane performances with his larger-than-life persona in Iron Maiden, Bruce has lived an extraordinary offstage existence as well. His accomplishments include pilot and airline captain, aviation entrepreneur, beer brewer, motivational speaker, podcaster, film scriptwriter, twice published novelist, and New York Times top 10 best-selling author, radio presenter, TV actor, sports commentator, and international fencer. That one of all of them surprised me. Those are just a few of the things he's done. Bruce will be performing at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday and Saturday, January 28th and 29th, Mailer's Symphony No. 4 from the North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday and Saturday, January 28th and 30th, La Boheme. This, of course, from the North Carolina Opera. Follow the love of the poet Rodolfo and the seamstress Mimi from their first meeting on Christmas Eve through all the ups and downs of their relationship. Memorial Auditorium. February 3rd through the 20th, it's Romeo and Juliet from the Carolina Ballet. Friday, February 4th, Friday favorites, all strings, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Tuesday, February 8th, the Faba Show. It's a tribute to the group ABBA, Fletcher Opera Theater. Tuesday through Sunday, February 8th through the 13th, Sister Act. This is from the North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. Thursday through Saturday, February 10th through the 12th, Dancing in the Street, the Music of Motown. This is from the North Carolina Symphony. Thursday, February 17th, Chris Fleming, Tricky Tricky. Fleming has been named one of Variety's 10 comics to watch. He has amassed over 50 million views on his YouTube channel and has appeared in Comedy Central's Corporate, Splitting Up Together, Netflix's Last Laugh, and 12 Forever. The Huffington Post has called him perhaps one of the best things on the Internet. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday, February 18th, Belle e Beto at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, February 18th as well, Carolina Gospel Jubilee. This is a Pinecone event at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday and Saturday, February 18th and 19th, Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. This is from the North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Sunday, February 20th, an evening with Genuine and Friends. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, February 26th, Eddie B's Teachers Only Comedy Tour at Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday, February 27th, closing out the month, Dancing with the Stars Live Tour 2022 at Memorial Auditorium. All right, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock unless noted. Monday, January 24th, The Movement, an a cappella musical, an original work composed by Kathy D. Harrison, tells the story of the children and teens in Alabama who stood against racial injustice in 1963 and changed American history. There are two performances, one at 9:45 a.m., the other at 11:20 a.m. This is Arts Discovery Educational Series. Thursday, January 27th, Tig Notaro, Hello Again, an Emmy and Grammy-nominated stand-up comedian, writer, radio contributor, and actor, as well as a favorite on numerous talk shows, including Ellen, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and Conan. Rolling Stone named her one of the 50 best stand-up comics of all time. Her show starts at 7. Friday, January 28th at Carolina Theater, Ashley McBride, This Town Talks Tour. McBride cut her teeth playing country songs in rural biker bars, and it shows. Her 2018 major label debut, Girl Going Nowhere, charmed the New York Times, NPR, Rolling Stone, Paste, The Washington Post, and more, all en route to landing a Grammy nomination for Best Country Album. Saturday, January 29th, Whitney Cummings, Touch Me Tour. Cummings is a comedian, actor, writer, producer, director, and host of the podcast Good For You, best known for creating and starring in the NBC series Whitney. She's also co-created and co-writer of the Emmy-nominated CBS comedy series Two Broke Girls. Her show begins at 7. Tuesday, February 1st, It's February 1. On this remarkable day in history, the year 1960, four college freshmen changed American history. This film depicts the Greensboro Four, as they were called, as they began a sit-in at a Woolworth lunch counter in North Carolina. Two performances, one at 9:45 a.m., the other at 11:20 a.m. Again, Arts Discovery Educational Series. Thursday, February 3rd, Alan Parsons' live project tour, originally scheduled for the Carolina Theater of Durham on Tuesday, September 14th, been rescheduled to this February 3rd appearance. All ticket buyers are encouraged to hold on to their original tickets, as these will be honored on the rescheduled date. Saturday, February 5th, Shauna Tucker, Chamber Soul Cello and Songs, is a multi-instrumental journey that introduces the art of musical storytelling through song for all ages. Audience members will witness the musical conversations through improvisation and will also experience a multi-genre program of blues, jazz, pop, and folk. 11 a.m. performance, and this is part of the Family Saturday series. Wednesday, February 9th, Pat Metheny, Side Eye Tour. Pat has launched a new playing environment called Side Eye. Pat explains, "I wanted to create an ongoing setting to feature a rotating cast of new and upcoming musicians who have particularly caught my interest along the way." And that show starts at 8. Friday, February 11th, Kathleen Madigan, Do You Have Any Ranch Tour. Comedian with a 32-year career in comedy is showing no signs of slowing down. Her touring takes her on the road 250 nights a year. Sunday, February 13th, Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, Variaciones Concertantes, employing original thematic and rhythmic elements and showing off the individual prowess of the orchestra's members. Thursday, February 17th, Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, Straight to You Live Tour. Friday and Saturday, February 18 and 19, Fortune Feimster, Too Sweet, Too Salty Tour. There are three shows, one at 7 on Friday and two on Saturday, 7 and 9:30. Sunday, February 20th, Big Band of Brothers, a jazz celebration of the Allman Brothers Band. Thursday, February 24th, Swan Lake, presented by the Russian Ballet Theater. And wrapping up the month of February at Carolina Theater, Monday, February 28th, Colby Calais, Coco 15th Anniversary Tour. Okay, Raleigh Little Theater continues its 2022 season, but the February 4th through the 20th program, Pride and Prejudice, has been canceled, and they lay the blame squarely at COVID. March 18th through the 27th, Junie B. Jones is not a crook, and there will be a sensory-friendly performance of the program scheduled for April 2nd. And June 3rd through the 19th, In the Heights, this is a musical from Lin-Manuel Miranda. Okay, Merlefest 2022. More of the lineup for Merlefest has been announced. The event is set to open Thursday, April 28th, and run through Sunday, May 1st. Now, about that lineup, the list is obviously too long to list everyone making an appearance, so we'll hit some of the highlights. Emmylou Harris, Green Sky Bluegrass, Steep Canyon Rangers, Kruger Brothers, Reese Palmer, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Old Crow Medicine Show, Jim Lauderdale, Donna the Buffalo, Joe Smothers, Sam Bush Band, the Earls of Leicester, Scythian, Allison Russell, Carol Rifkin, and Jerry Douglas. That's just some of the entertainers appearing at Merle Fest this year. There are many, many more. Okay, that Van Gogh exhibit, well, it includes most of his famous works. It'll be in Raleigh in March, but we don't know where yet. Van Gogh, the immersive experience, will include 20,000 square feet of lights and sound set amid two-story projections of the artist's works. The event promises a 360-degree experience that includes a separate gallery, with a virtual reality experience. Tickets for the event start at $34.90 for adults and $19.90 for children. Again, no word yet on the location for the Van Gogh exhibit in Raleigh. PNC Arena. Thursday, February 10th, it's the Imagine Dragons, the Mercury World Tour. With 46 million albums and 55 million songs sold globally, as well as 74 billion combined streams, Imagine Dragons remains one of the best-selling rock bands, reinventing the genre with their enormous breakout success across the 2010s. Saturday, February 12th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Of course, you can enjoy a night full of action featuring the nation's top cowboys in bareback riding, saddle bronc riding, and bull riding. Saturday and Sunday, February 19th and 20th, Monster Jam, the most action-packed motorsports experience for families in the world today. Tuesday, March 1st at PNC Arena, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Dream, the tour. Wednesday, March 2nd, Eagles, Hotel California 2022 tour. Saturday, March 19th, Winter Jam 2022, Christian music's biggest multi-artist tour. Sunday, March 27th, the original Globetrotters Spread Game Tour. An addition to the schedule, Saturday, April 9th at PNC Arena, Bon Jovi. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band has spent much of the past 2 years recording and releasing new music while also creating live stream performance content and launching John Bovey Radio. Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi remains one of the most prolific and sought-after tour tickets in live music today. And then Sunday, May 22nd, John Mulaney from Scratch Tour. Okay, let's take a look at Duke performances. All shows started 8, unless noted. Saturday, January 15th, it's Junction Trio, known for their audacious programming pattern of pairing the new and the creative with the familiar and the cherished. That's at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, January 28th and 29th, ABT Studio Company, also known as the American Ballet Theater. That's at Reynolds Industries Theater. Friday, February 4th, it's Yarn Wire. What is an instrumental ensemble to do when there isn't enough repertoire to play? Commission more, of course. This is the strategy of the piano and percussion quartet Yarn and Wire. Founded in 2005 at the State University of New York, Stony Brook, the group has commissioned hundreds of new works. The performance is at Baldwin Auditorium. Wednesday, February 9th, Pat Metheny. When Pat landed on the international jazz scene in 1974, he quickly became known for his unique rhythmic and harmonic sensibility, bolstered by a tendency to phrase melodies like a horn player and innovate with new technology. The performance is at Carolina Theater, of course, as we mentioned a little bit ago. Okay, Friday and Saturday, February 11th and 12th, Annie Dorson, Yesterday, Tomorrow. Humans are haunted by the question, can robots do our jobs as well as we can? Even more daunting, can an algorithm create art as adeptly as a human? Theater pioneer Annie Dorson is among the first to explore the question on stage, creating the unprecedented medium of algorithmic theater. Rubenstein Art Center, Von der Heyden Studio Theater. Friday and Saturday, February 18th and 19th, Urban Bush Women's Hair and Other Stories, an evening-length dance theater work that remains both timely and timeless in its exploration of race, identity, and ideas of beauty through the lens of black women's hair. This is at Reynolds Industries Theater. Saturday, February 19th, Chompy Quartet. In a celebration of juxtapositions, Duke's own Chompy Quartet will perform the world premiere of longtime collaborator and fellow faculty member John Supko's 2020 Soleil Noir. Also, that translates to Black Sun. That's at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, February 25th and 26th, 8th Blackbird. This four-time Grammy Award-winning sextet has been hailed as one of the smartest, most dynamic contemporary classical ensembles on the planet. That from the Chicago Tribune. Saturday, February 26th, Eliot Quartet. Named after the poet T.S. Eliot, this globe-trotting quartet occupies the slot in the Chamber Art Series that is reserved each year for one of the world's brightest up-and-coming string quartets. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. And then they're back Sunday, February 27th, Eliot Quartet's Four Quarters. T.S. Eliot's Four Quartets is considered by many to be the finest poem in the English language. Published as four separate poems, Eliot always intended to combine them into a single work. Inspired by what Beethoven accomplished in his late quartets, Eliot wished to do in poetry what Beethoven had done in music. This is at Baldwin Auditorium at 7 o'clock. All right, Carolina Performing Arts. Friday through Sunday, January 21st through the 23rd, 600 Highwaymen, 1,000 Ways, Part 3. A revival of collective assembly, a performance enacted entirely by the attending audience. Tuesday and Wednesday, January 25 and 26, Alvin Ailey, the American Dance Theater, celebrating over 60 years of unparalleled artistry. Friday and Saturday, February 4th and 5th, Bill T. Jones and Arnie Zane Company. What problem? The internationally recognized company, a stunning performance that provokes the tension between belonging to a community and the feelings of isolation that many feel during these divisive political times. That's at Memorial Hall. February 9th through the 16th, Ocean Body. Ocean Body is a multi-screen film and music installation collaboratively created by composer vocalists Helga Davis and Shara Nova, director, filmmaker Mark Chiazza, and featuring an embodied scriptural built by visual artist Annika Capitelli. This is at Current Art Space and Studio. Thursday, February 10th, Joshua Bell on violin and Peter Dugan on piano. With a career spanning almost four decades, Grammy Award-winning violinist Joshua Bell is one of the most celebrated artists of his era. Bell will be joined on stage by Peter Dugan, acclaimed multi-genre pianist who has been lauded by the New Los Angeles Times and San Francisco Chronicle as stunning and fearlessly athletic. This is at Memorial Hall at 7:30. Also, Carolina Performing Arts, Thursday, February 17th, The Spark with Tiff Merritt featuring Okwuegbuyoke, Wasi Lee. Let me try that again. Okwuegbuyoke, Wasi Lee. Her MacArthur Fellow biography describes her as a performer, choreographer, and writer, creating multidisciplinary performance pieces. Saturday, February 19th, Theo Croker, Black to Life, a Future Past, a storyteller who speaks through his trumpet, a creative who refuses boundaries. The Grammy Award-nominated artist, composer, producer, thought leader, and influencer projects his voice through the music. And this is at Current Art Space and Studio. Then Friday and Saturday, February 25 and 26, it's Flutronics with Discourse, a performance written by and for the Chapel Hill community. It features present-day narratives and history. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.